谢谢 Mary 哈，那每个星期回来的时候呢，我们就是很重很重的用它哈。神是很恩待我们。
God is truly gracious to us.
那我们每个月有一次，我们全体教会在一起敬拜他。
And every month we have an opportunity to worship together as a congregation.
有的时候是第一个星期，有的时候是一个特殊的日子。
It may be the first week of the month, or maybe a special occasion.
教会在改变，人也在改变。Oh, there we are. Okay, yes, I'm not.
The church is changing, and we are changing as well.
但人改变是很困难的。
But perhaps change for us is a little bit difficult.
我就想起来我们多少人有开车的经历。
So you probably have all have experience with driving.
如果你没开车的话呢，你也坐过车，对不对？
And even if you haven't driven a car, you've sat in one.
当我们开车的时候呢，一定会非常注意前面的那个 windshield， 就是那个车窗，前车窗。
When we're driving, we have to pay special attention on the road ahead of us.
因为那个是要看路的。
Because that's how we know where we're going.
但是光这个也不够，对不对？
But that's not enough.
我们经常会看旁镜和后镜。
We have to look in the rearview mirror and in the side mirror too.
帮助我们有一个全观的认识。
So that we have a full picture.
这样的话，我们很快做一个调整，以至于我们行路顺利，来达到我们的目的地。
So that we can have a safe trip to where we're headed.
但是用的不当的时候呢，有时候会出问题。
But if we don't use them in the right way, then you could have problem.
一种问题就是说，开车的时候刚开车特紧张，对吧？光看后劲儿哈，怕别人撞你嘛。
So perhaps you know, as a new driver, you might pay too much attention to the rearview mirror because you're afraid of people rear-ending you.
这时候你就很危险，因为前面车窗是你应该主要看的。
So then it's pretty dangerous because you have to see what's in front of you too.
但还有一些人开车开右了以后呢，他觉得后面人他都随便开，所以他很少看后面的旁镜和侧镜。
Or perhaps the people who think they're more seasoned drivers, they don't pay attention to any of the other cars on the road anymore.
有的时候没有发现警察，哈哈。
And so sometimes even if there's a cop pulling up behind him, they don't realize it either.
Okay.实际上在我们人生的道路上呢，其实我们也要适当的使用我们人生的前窗和我们的后镜。
And so this is the same as in life, that we are both to look ahead and look back.
我们过去的经历无论是好与坏，都无论是成功还是失败。
Our past experiences, whether for good or for ill, whether it was successful or a failure,
无论是善还是恶，
whether it was good or evil,
都成为我们人生的一个后镜。
It becomes a rearview mirror.
它不是让我们不断地回去一直看。
It is not for us to dwell in the past.
而是让我们借着这个镜子呢，成为一个借鉴，帮助我们人生走向未来。
But as a mirror, so that we can contemplate it as we're heading into the future.
我们夏天六月份的第一个月，夏季的第一个月是六月份，我们的主题是归属和团契。
And so, As the first month of summer, our theme is belonging and fellowship.
那基督徒人生从一个角度来说是不断的回归，更多的回到基督和基督的身体里面。
Because as a Christian, our main goal in life is to be unified with the body of Christ and to be built up.
如果用教育的角度来说，我们说这个是一个成圣的过程。
And if we want to use a little more technical phrase, it's the process of sanctification.
这个过程中会要自己面对自己的过去，也要面对你周遭的人，尤其是你的肢体。
And so it is a process of coming to terms with your past and getting along with those around you.
我们一方面要非常的重视这个真理，另一方面更要学习实践这个真理。
So it is not just important to learn the truth, but to be able to live out that truth in our lives.
尤其我们现今的这个时代，我觉得是基督徒需要恶补的时候。
Especially in this age, it's a topic that we have fallen behind on.
当圣灵感动保罗写成以弗所书，尤其是第四章到第五章的时候
，Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, writing the book of Ephesians, especially chapters four and five.
他特别强调的是基督徒这个成圣的过程。
He especially emphasized that process of sanctification.
你打开你的圣经，你看的时候特别会讲到光与暗。你过去的生活是黑暗的生活，怎么样不断的离开黑暗进入光明
？And so he used the symbol, he used the images of light and dark to explain to us how what our lives were like in the past and how we should aspire in, to the future.
为了对这个今天的我们这段经文有一个总体的认识呢，我们会从第二十节开始念，第四章的第二十节开始。
So to understand, what we're talking about today, I'd like you to turn to Ephesians chapter 4, starting from verse 20.
那我们这样来念，让英文呢，我们念第二十节到第二十四节，然后中文呢，我们念二十五到三十二节。
So the English will be reading from verses 20 to 24, and the Chinese will be reading from verse 25 to 30.
我们用同声的方式 ，Mary 来带我们念英文。
So let us read together. You, however, did not
come
to know
Christ
that
way.
Surely
you
heard
of him
and
were
taught
in
him in accordance with the truth that is in
Jesus.
You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
好，我们用中文念二十五节到三十二节，请。所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们相互为肢体，身体却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那些缺少的人。污秽的言语一举不可出，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处，不要叫神的圣灵甘忧。你们原来是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。一切苦毒、恼恨、恨怒、喧闹、诽谤并一切的恶毒，都是当你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。请大家注意，第二十节到二十四节是非常重要的真理的部分。
So, verses 20 to 24 is the truth. It's a very, very important teaching here.
如果你来看保罗讲穿上真理、脱下邪恶的时候，他用一个什么话？他特别讲穿上脱掉旧人，穿上新人。
And so Paul here, he says, you must put off your old self.And take on the new self.
因为我们刚刚开车的比喻的话呢，一个是一个注意后视镜的问题，我们过去的老我。
So one is the rear view mirror of the old self.
是个消极的。
It is a negative example.
还有一个是看前车窗，是个积极的过程，看现在的人生。
The other is the new self looking forward.
由于时间关系，我们今天并不要花时间在这个地方，但是我们看到那段真理是非常清楚的，是脱下旧人，穿上新人。
So we don't have time to discuss this in detail, but I want you to keep this in mind as we go on, to in taking off the old self and putting on the new.
为了防止你们睡觉，我让你们帮我找二十五节到三十二节中间，哪个是自己过去的影子，试试今天旧人的光景。
And so to keep you guys awake, I want you guys to pay special attention in looking over which.
我希望每个人手里都有圣经。
Which verses talk about the old self and which ones talk about the new self?
好，我们先来看旧的。
So let's look at the old self.
谁看到旧的可以举手，或者你念一下什么是旧的。
So what is,
念中文、英文都可以。
So what is this old self?
谎言，好，犯罪哈，生气犯罪，含怒到日落，还有什么？留第一步，偷窃，哈哈。污秽的言语啊，不要叫。然后后面讲到心里很多的苦毒，一直到什么哈，这都是说我们这些愤怒，这些从里头往里走的、往外走的都有。好，那我们来看新人是什么样子的。
And again, similarly, let's look at what a new person should be like.
说实话，嗯，互为肢体哈，嗯，还有呢？嗯，做正经事，挣钱养家哈，不偷哈，对，不偷，可以做生意，可以倒卖哈，但是不要偷哈。对，造就人的好话。第三十二节注意到了没有？恩慈相待哈，怜悯的心肠，饶恕别人。好，我们已经看到这一部分，那我们分三个方面来看这段经文。
So let's zoom in even further and look at three aspects of these verses.
我们第一个脱下，第一个穿上。
The first taking off and the putting on.
是语言的穿上，语言的脱下。
It is in matters of speaking.
你知道要了解一个旧的生活方式啊，我觉得最容易的就发现这个人怎么说话。
And because out of a person's mouth, you can tell how he lives.
有点像上漆一样。
It's almost like a paint job.
我有一次到那个邻国际家，然后安姐特高兴地告诉我说，我们家那个漆都漆好了。
And so, a while back I visited.
她把她 cabinet 啊。
I visited Dr. Lin's house, and Miss Anne was telling me very excitedly how she had painted all her cabinets.
我说怎么还是花的
？And so, it still looked kind of weird.
然后她最后她告诉我，里面那个没有把那个原来那个打掉。
And so later on she confessed that she didn't take off the original.
有些落漆的部分呢，吸收就比较多；没有漆的部分就不怎么吸收。
And so the parts where the paint had fallen off, it had gotten a good coating, but in the parts where the paint was still there, the bottom layer still showed through.
虽然它两个颜色很接近。
So even though the colors were very similar.
但是你明眼人一眼看出来，这个是新的，那个是旧的。
You can immediately tell which parts were the new paint and which ones were the old.
我觉得这里头保罗特别讲到语言的处理的两个方面。
And here Paul especially talks about a way we should be living.
第一个特别讲，他说弃绝谎言，然后说实话，或者实话实说。
And so you must put off falsehood and speak the truth.
我相信我们中间很多人说谎是不用打底稿的。
So probably most of you don't even need to think about it to come up with lies anymore, even Christians.
因为我们的人生是在一个环境中成长的，是叫习惯。
Because we all have this habit.
习惯是神用来塑造我们的，可以是好的，也可以是坏的，然后看我们怎么用。
And so habit is a part of human nature that it can be used for good or for ill.
几年前，那个中国大陆的中央电视台有一个节目叫《实话实说》。
A couple of years ago in mainland China, there was a television
相当的流行
called To Tell the Truth, and it was very popular.
他借着这个媒体的曝光呢，看到一些社会的丑陋面和阴暗面。
And so it was a series of exposés on the corruption of society.
那老百姓也有一个说话的地方。
And it was a place where the people could complain.
但是好景不长，很快这个电视节目改组了。
But eventually the show was
reconstructed.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. 他虽然主持人没有换，但是脚本的写脚本人改了。
And so even though the host hadn't changed, the scriptwriters were.
所以我觉得在中国大陆很难有李奥这样的台湾人士存在。
And so there are very few people in mainland China who have the kind of journalistic integrity.
我并不是说李奥不说谎话哈，李奥，李奥。
And it's not that people like Taiwan's Liao don't lie.
That's good. So, 讲实话实在是不容易。
Because it really is hard to tell the truth.
因为我们经常活在一个谎言的世界里。
Because we live in a world full of falsehoods.
因为我们认为实话实说是行不通的。
Because we assume that things don't work if you tell.
我记得我很小的时候，我爸爸妈妈在批林批孔，就是1974年到1976年的时候。
So when I was young, there was an age where we were. I remember overhearing my parents talk about
那关于林彪的事。
The early 70s about 林彪。
林彪有句话呢，就是说不说谎话办不成大事。
And so there was a famous saying of his that without lies you can't accomplish great things.
然后呢，我爸爸妈妈他们边批呢边说这话好像有点道理啊。
But so in their talk they said, well, what he says kind of makes sense.
那我是红卫兵啊，我觉得这话不对呀、啊，就是不对、啊，说谎话就是不对。
And at that time, I was an aspiring
Red Guard.
Red Guard. Sorry.
Not really to 参加武斗的，就是我每个学生都是红卫兵的。
I was born on the other end. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. So yeah. 但是呢，我爸就跟我说你现在还小，不明白，长大就懂了。
So at that time, you know, I didn't understand what.I thought, you know, that I thought it was wrong to do such a thing, and my dad says, oh, you're young. When you're older, you understand.
人为什么需要撒谎
？So why do we feel the need to lie?
当然，作为基督徒，尤其年轻基督徒，我们在说这个问题的时候呢，往往是因为我们考虑一些环境、目的、别人对我们看。
So a lot of times it's a matter of we want to come off as better looking to other people.
Yeah, 也可能你去公司的时候迟到，你不需要撒谎，你可能就说今天我有事儿。
And so maybe you know, if you've ever been late to your job, you know that that's a very embarrassing situation.
Yeah, 所以你到教会来的时候，你也会觉得，尤其是对我们讲台上说敬拜神，你都迟到，如果这么说的话，那你会觉得这是不好的事儿。
And so sometimes, especially we emphasize the fact that coming to church is entering into the house of God. So.
Yeah, 所以那你就会有一个很好的理由，哇，塞车很多，今天五十号塞车。
So you might want to come up with some sort of excuse.
啊，当然星期天塞车五十号可能性不是很大，但是星期五是经常发生的。
So maybe on Sunday morning you can't use traffic as a legitimate excuse, but maybe on the Friday evening service.
但是对于学了基督的人来说。
But for those of us who have taken on Christ,
我觉得有一个诀窍我们要学的。
There's a secret we have to learn.
就是学会顺服。
We have to learn to be obedient.
作为基督徒不是靠着自己的能力咬着牙说我可以做一个好人，那是不可能的。
Because as Christians, it's not our job to grit our teeth and say we can make it on our own.
但是有一件事说神不仅把标准给了我们，他还给我们能力，这个能力就是来自圣灵。
Because God not only gives us the standards by which we must live, but He gives us the power to live it, to actually do it.
所以我们不光是看我们过去在谎言中生活，或者这个谎言造成的这样一个社会环境。
And so despite the circumstance of this culture of untruth that's around us,
更要看重圣灵在我们中间所形成的这个新的群体。
But we must see the new life that the Spirit has given into us.
前段时间有一个那个小组的领袖给我打电话，就我们俩说话。
So a little while ago, a small group leader called me up and he wanted to discuss some stuff with me.
对，他就说其实关怀一个人挺不容易的。我说怎么呢？
And he confessed that it was very hard to be able to reach out to others. And I asked him, well, why?
对，他说有一段时间这个人没有来聚会了，我打电话给他来关心他。
Because well, this person hadn't come to church in a very long time, so I called him up and I wanted to know how his life was.
然后那个人就给他讲了一大堆理由，他现在不能来的原因。
And so he gave me all sorts of excuses as to why he couldn't come to church.
但是这个组长呢，其实心里也明白，那个不是他最主要的原因。
But of course, the small group leader in heart knew that wasn't the real reason.
但两个人就不能够把那个，就是他说很难把那个东西捅破了。
But it was hard for him. He didn't really want to try, to point out the obvious facts either.
所以这个是一个非常实际，在我们教会中，在任何一个教会都可能出现的。
So this is something that every church has to face.
但是保罗给我们在基督徒之间讲实话、讲真理的自由，这是非常非常重要。
But when Paul here talks about telling the truth and the freedom of that we have in truth, that's very important.
那是在夫妻之间、在父子之间、在母女之间。
Whether it is between spouses or among parents, or the mothers or fathers,
在师生之间，在同学之间，同事之间，老板和下属之间，
among the teachers, among the students, among your colleagues, between your boss,
特别我在讲是在肢体里面，是基督徒。
Especially if you're Christians.
为什么这样说？保罗给的理由说他因为你们是互为肢体，对不对？
Paul
刚我们念那段
reminds us that we are members of the same body.
你可能一想到 member 成员，你可能没有这么想。你想一想，你去端一个烫水。
So you know maybe it's a little bit too abstract to talk about membership, but if you think about your own self, let's say you're handling something that's very hot.
你会不会你的右手告诉左手说那个不烫，你去拿
？You know, well, would your right hand to your left hand? Oh, don't worry about it. Go ahead and grab it.
不会的，对不对
？No.
你如果是有你自己实践一下，你发现你左手一拿那烫的时候，你马上换右手拿，对不对？如果是不把你手烫坏的话。
And because if you notice, if you have to handle something that's very hot, immediately, even without you thinking about it, your other hand's going to come up and help.
Yeah, 因为我们肢体的本能，我们会这样的帮助，左手和右手是这样帮助的。
Because that is the function of our body is to work as a single unit.
所以那个口绝对不会告诉那个手说那个东西不烫，如果真是烫的话。
And so the mouth will not lie to the hand.
所以我们不仅仅是要注意不说谎，还要往前再走一步。
And so not only must we be careful to not lie,
还要说呢，要杜绝脏话，然后只讲好话。
And that we must not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth.
当你说这个，对，在这里，
呀，
这个二十九节说污秽的言语一起不能够出，然后说是呢。 就是要造就人的话，要叫人听见以后受益。
But that we must build each other up with our words.
我觉得这个污秽的话哈，我觉得第一个呢比较简单的就是国骂。
And so the first obvious thing is swear words.
神把一个人哈放在一个肢体中间，我觉得是非常奇妙的。
And because God has put us in a very unique way.
如果你是跟一群强盗在一起生活哈，你从来不觉得国骂难听的，大家不说国骂是不过瘾的哈。
So if you lived among a bunch of thieves, you might not think that bad language is anything wrong with it. In fact, you might even feel strange if nobody lets loose a couple.
不然的话，缺乏江湖义气。
You know, or because that's the environment.
啊，但是我信主以后，正好给一个跟一个人在一起，这个人呢是从五岁在中国家庭教会长大的，所以他说话都是非常好的，就是说。
But I met a gentleman who, from the age of five, grew up in a family church, and so the way he carried himself was totally different.
所以呢，我跟他在一起呢，他经常会察觉我的这个国骂隐藏在，就像刚刚那个安逸记那个 coding 在下面哈，国骂有的时候会出来。
And so sometimes when I talk to him, I noticed that sometimes when I'm not paying attention, some bad words might slip out.
我刚不是说安逸静说国骂哈，我说的我那个是像他那油漆那种情况哈。
So it's like that. It's like the coat of the old coat of paint peeking out from the.
但是呢，这个弟兄很有智慧，他怎么来把我的问题说出来
？So, but he was a very, smart, intelligent person. That he pointed out what my problem was.
Oh, he's mature.
Very mature.
Maturity, yeah.那当然，我们当一个人说的不对，一些事做的不好，你举个例子说，对潘金光说，你看你这个儿子像什么样子，他什么感觉
？So you know, because if we're too blunt with somebody, and we point out to their face, oh look at what a horrible person.
他不这么说，他就倒过来骂他儿子，说你看我儿子真糟，你儿子比我是好一点，不过他们俩哈有点差不多。
So you know, if you say something like that, that you know the mom would immediately come to the defense of their kid and say, well, you know, your kid's not that hot either.
他没这么说，他说哎。听你说话挺有意思，偶然会带点国骂出来哈。
And so he was very gentle with me. He says, I noticed that when you talk occasionally a few of you have very interesting vocabulary when you open your mouth.
Good. 他说，尤其是你特别激动得意的时候。
Especially when you're very emotional.
好。那这个我相信在教会待久的人因为眼之目染你很快就会学会很多的行话比如说你虽然不把你的太太当作是弟兄姐妹你虽然并不是很虔诚的基督徒但是到最后发现大家都说弟兄姐妹那也就是说我太太我都不说太太都说我姐妹怎么怎么样学得很快的这个
And so you know, it's the same in a church that even if you might not be a Christian that once you hang out with us enough you stop referring to your wife as your wife, but as your sister in Christ.
对 ，the reality you know. 但是还有一种我说的脏话呢，是闲话。
But there's another kind of bad words that I think is even more insidious, and that is gossip.
对，那这种情况的话呢，我觉得是蛮不容易的。
I think this is a very hard habit to quit.
因为人在一起总要说话。
Because when we get together, we'd like to socialize.
有的时候谈天，有的时候谈地。
So sometimes we talk about the weather, we talk about, you know, what's going on in the world.
也会谈我们个人的生活。
And we talk about our private lives.
你想基督徒呢，跟有非基督徒在一起，也有基督徒在一起。那我们最近的是什么人？当然是基督徒的生活。
And so as we gather together, we, you know, we're in this grouping of people as a bunch of Christians.
所以呢，我们怎么样来说真话，说好话
？How do we say those things that will build people up?
而不说闲话
and not gossiping.
什么叫闲话
so what is gossip
就是说如果你对这人有意见你不直接对他去讲你私下里讲我认为这种事情都跟闲话有点关系
that if there's something about somebody that you think is maybe not good but you don't tell it to their face you discuss it privately
因为中国人很爱面子所以中国人是最喜欢讲闲话的
And because we Chinese people we don't like to be confrontational. We like
That's
to
right.
so we always like to gossip.
是不是这样的
Isn't that true?
有的人点头，对，是。我觉得尤其是长辈，他们生活的经历比我们丰富，他觉得在我们的文化里面有很好的一个群体的生活，因为群体之间有制约。 所以我们应该和睦相处。但是呢，和睦相处的时候，但是还有一些心里话想说啊。我讲那个心里话是打引号的心里话。
And so maybe when we're living in a group, you know, when we're living in a group dynamic, we want to be able to get along with each other, but there's always, we always have something inside of us that we want to say.
在这时候，我们已经没有办法靠我们改变我们嘴边的言语，我们要到后面来处理这个问题。
And so we must be able to deal with this problem in a wholesome, in a manner.
对，在我们第三点来讲，对。
And so I'll talk about it in our next section.
好，我们看完我们的言语之后，我们来看我们的行为。
So now let's look at our actions.
他讲到脱去旧人，穿上旧新人，这时候讲到我们的行为的脱下，行为的穿上。
And so in the matter of behavior, what are the things that we need to take off and put on?
刚刚你们都告诉我是哪一段经文了。
You've already looked at it.
26-28.
Verses 26-28.
保罗这种勉励是我们改变的第二个方面，我们要注意的。
So this is the second part of which we have to change.
外围的事情是很容易改变的，因为我们最容易看到的。
The things on the outside are the easiest to change because those are the most obvious.
但是有些东西是根深蒂固的，是我们从小长大的一个习惯，这个习惯 build up 在里面，造在我们里面了。
But there are many other things that have rooted into our lives because they've been there a habit from our youth.
好，我们来看两个方面，一个是生气，一个是偷窃的行为。
So let's look at just two of them. One is anger and one is stealing.
基督徒能不能够生气？
Is it all right for a Christian to be angry?
这先讲到为什么可以生气。
So what is justified anger?
因为上帝都有义怒，对不对？
Because、
所以当你看到不对的事情，如果你觉得很好的话。
So even God has righteous anger. So if you look at an obvious injustice in the world and you think, oh, that's okay.
Yeah, 有一件事情对我来说是很难，作为一个中国人，在911发生的时候。
So as a Chinese person, something that really bothered me was that when September 11th happened.
那个时候呢，我看网上有一部分人就是觉得谴责这个事情不对。
So some people spoke up and said, this is a great wrong.
还有一些人呢，可能对美国有一种心里不满，因为我们知道美国做世界警察是很有名的。
And so maybe other people are resentful of America's self-appointed status as the policeman of the world.
但是这些人到了一种地步，当只要要发生的时候，他们可以在网络这里鼓掌说 "That's gotta be done."
And so when September 11th happened, there was a feeling of yeah, serve them right.
如果我们是这样的时候，我们觉得我们真的就是没有公义了，我们应该是要生气的。即使中国人也应该生气。
That's an attitude that we shouldn't have, whether you know what, no matter what your nationality or your religious beliefs are.
但是有一个分别。
But there's a difference.
在上帝恨恶的时候，恨恶罪恶，但是他上帝爱罪人。
But the difference between us and God is that God can hate the sin but love the sinner.
所以在这件事上，神经常能够做，就是我们经常在不同的地方会叫你说把人和事分开，有点这个意思。
And so we must learn to be able to distinguish the difference between the event and the person.
但是我知道，作为一个罪人，生气导致不犯罪的可能性是比较小的。
And so, but as a sinner, it's hard for me to keep pure when I'm angry.
那我来讲讲我跟我太太最近就是开车吵架的事儿。
To give an example, me and my wife we got into an argument when
we were
driving.
我们去参加这个退休会。
We were going to attend the best.
在我们家里呢，从来都是太太看图，然后我开车。
So in our house, my wife's the navigator and I drive.
我一般都是非常的顺服。
So most of the time, I'm pretty obedient.
但是呢，这个太太有时候会犯错，尤其别人打电话的时候。
But you know, so sometimes she's not perfect either, especially if somebody calls her up.
该往右，她就往左边一指。
So maybe if we're supposed to turn right, she points to the left.
那我呢，毕竟还有点经验吧。那个 Lake Mary 地方比较熟悉，发现错了，我真是发现错了。
So I realized that because I, you know, I do have a little bit of experience that maybe we're going the wrong way.
然后我说应该往回开。
And I said we should turn around.
然后他就说了两句话，一句话是说，如果你知道往哪里开，你就按你开，不然的话你就听我的。
And so she said, well, if you know the way, then you drive. Otherwise, you listen to me.
至少我当时耳朵是这样听着，他也许他没有这么说，他这样说的是非常温柔的哈。
So maybe, you know, so what she actually said was probably a lot nicer and in a gentler manner than the way I.
好，那我觉得我是对，我就改回来了。
So So I turned around.
那我在说的路上呢，我也不是百分之百的肯定哈，但我根据我的就是我开车的经验，我知道那样错了。
So, but I wasn't entirely sure of myself either.
他继续再说一遍。
So she repeated it again.
这说的时候呢，我就开始觉得 ，OK， 如果是这样的话呢，我就回去按你说的开到你明白哈。
So I started getting a little bit angry too. I said, "All right, fine. We'll follow your directions and we'll see where we end up."
包括他说你停一下，我也停下来让他来开，然后他看图，但他也没看到。我说没时间等了，我们继续想开。从原来的那个秀莲家的46，我们都开到这个 St. Thomas 的过，快要到这个快要到桥了这边了。
And so,
So from Lake Mary get to Oviedo.
So we ended up heading into Oviedo. We were so mixed up.
然后。这时候他说是不对了，他也意识到不对了。
So she finally realized that we were lost.
有理不饶人，你知道不知道？那现在我说话肯定是很厉害。
And so immediately I grabbed onto it and said, "Aha!"
我就说一句，我说 ，You like control.
And so I said to her, 你就喜欢管我。
好，然后呢，他就很难过。其实他看图的人嘛，那时候正好那个拐弯把他搞错了。
So this hurt her feelings because she made an honest mistake.
但是我们两个呢，在这个属灵生涯里头，有一件事情我们原来学过，这个含怒不要到日落。
But we remembered the teaching from the Bible that do not hold your anger, don't let the sun go down on your anger.
然后快要去敬拜了，我太太就不走了，就坐在那房间里。
And so we were before we were heading into the worship service, she stayed in her room.
她说我们得谈谈。
She said, "Let's talk."
然后我也知道没法走了哈。
And I thought,
牧师知道这啥意思。
And I thought, I know what this.
敬拜之前先跟弟兄和好。
Because you know, it teaches us that we must make right with our brothers and sisters before we can stand before God.
那至少当时我明白了一点到，就是说我当时也我很难想象的。我说你给我点时间，你让我想一想我为什么会有这个 pattern。然后我最后再回答你，就说我们不就事论事了，就不会说啊那地方谁错，这东西都不是很重要了。但是这个东西他提到说，不仅这个事儿，他就给我罗列一些我的这个犯罪事实。
And so our
其他的事实。
Discussion kind of went off track, not only into you know what this last infraction was, but all the other times that I've been offensive.
好，我在我祷告读经的时候，我就想起来我一个问题，我就跟他讲。
And so and I was thinking it over, so I said to her.
我说哈，也不是我的错哈，都是丽华的错。如果我们哈，全家是一家的，我一般不发火哈。有一个诗人在场的时候呢，我要体现我是对的。
And so I said, it's not really my fault either. It's because we had another person in the car, and you know, I felt like I have to show that I'm the head of the household in front of her.
Yeah, 其实你知道，就是当然，这是我已经知道我错在哪了，就是说我们太爱面子。
And so you know, and I don't mean to blame her either, but it's that because we really just like to make ourselves look good.
Yeah, 其实你们幼稚也一样，你们有两个孩子，如果在家里有没有吵架的经历
？So you know, those of you with kids, especially with more than one kid,
有三个会怎么样
？If you have two or three children, when they get into an argument, what ends up happening?
为什么罗毅声音这么大？哈，罗毅不在哈，别告诉他我说他坏话哈，因为有三个孩子哈。
So our sister Lily has three kids, and don't tell her I was talking about her behind her back.
你们到时候告诉她，直接告诉她哈。实际上有一个很大的问题，就是说，当孩子之间吵架以后，他们也会结仇的。
So you know, because even when the kids are arguing, they might resent each other too.
他最大的办法就是说，我就不跟你做好朋友了。
And so they'll say, "I won't be friends with you anymore."
所以一个家里啊，如果只有一个孩子的啊，你再生一个或者再 adopt 一个，不然你很难体验基督徒的生活。
And so you know, so to really experience what it's like to live in a family, I encourage you to have more than one kid.
好，那我们再来看第二种，就是说脱下了旧行为，这是偷盗的行为。
And another is that the habit of stealing.
当然我们在座的人一般不会去做这种很傻的事，把到人家家里去偷东西。
So you know, most of us probably are ethical enough to not go and steal.
而且我们聪明到一步，那个东西那样偷是不合算的，抓住是很不合算的。
And we know that it's really dumb to try something like that.
但是东西或者时间，有些东西不是东西哈。我的意思是说，比如说在我们偷盗的时候，我们可能没有偷钱，没有偷物，我们可能偷了时间。
So maybe we don't steal the things that are tangible, but there are many intangible things that we can be dishonest about.
今天上午我们在讲管家的职分的时候。
So in our Sunday school class, we were talking about being a good manager.
现在人经常没有这个 boundary 的概念，就是我们边界的概念。
So especially in modern times, we don't have this idea of setting boundaries.
所以我们可以在到公司的时候把家里的事带到公司，然后在家里做公司的事。
So maybe we might take our personal problems into work and take our work back home.
我不是说一做一点都不行，因为在你 lunch 的时间，公司是可以的。
So you know maybe it's not that well you're not allowed to you are allowed a couple breaks when you're working.
对，或者一个非常紧急的事，你一个简短的电话是可以的。
And you know you're allowed to handle certain emergencies.
不是说你这时候都一点不用，好像表示你很好。
It's not that, you know, it's not that, oh, I have to completely separate myself from my personal life.
但是我们就的确是要考虑，我们是没有，也没有在做偷盗的行为。
That are we being dishonest with our time?
我在读书的时候经常上班睡觉。
When I was a student, I often would take naps at work.
老板不在的时候就对我来说是放假的时候。
When the boss was out, it was like a vacation for me.
只有到星期五的时候，星期一要见老板，他们猛干活，然后就不去教会了。
And so, so over the weekend, I would work especially hard and skip church so that I could present my work to the boss.
所以在保罗说震惊事的时候，他甚至说到我们挣钱不光是为自己，就是他说你们已经有钱可以什么帮助其他的人。
And so that
缺少的人。
We are working not only to fill our own needs, but so that we can share with those who have legitimate needs.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们工作，我们外在的行为都不光是为我们。
Brothers and sisters, our external work is not just for ourselves. It's for ourselves.
会影响周围的人。
But it affects others.
第三个方面，我们来看脱下的第三个层面。
And finally, let's look at the third aspect of taking off the old self.
耶稣基督讲过一个故事。
Christ told us there was a parable.
他说这个是一个鬼附在一个人身上。
That there was a demon who was in possession of a man.
然后呢，他说这个鬼被赶走了。
And he was driven out.
打扫得干干净净了，这个人。
And so then the man cleaned up his life.
结果呢，最后进了几个鬼进去？七个鬼进去。
But later on, there were seven more demons that got in.
这件事情告诉我们什么？
So what does this tell us?
光扫干净是不行的。
It's not enough to just clean up your life.
光看后车镜是不行的。
It's not enough to just look in the rearview mirror.
所以我们要不断的脱掉的是心里的东西，然后穿上心里的新人。
So we must continually not only take off the bad things, but put on the new, the good.
除非你被上帝的话，被圣灵所充满。
If you were not filled by the Word and the Spirit of God,
你集中地看你那些苦读的、恶读的、喧闹的这些事情。
If you just keep all your concentration on the bad, the negative aspects of your life,
那些东西就变成你人生的主导。
That will become the what's guiding you.
因为内心的东西是一个无形的东西。
Because the things inside of you is intangible.
这个不像说这本书不看了，我对这个人烦，我不见他就完了。这内心的世界呢，如果当你想他的时候，你做梦想，醒来想，第一件事情想，睡觉之前还是想他。
It's not like, you know, a book you don't like or a person you don't like, you can just avoid them. But these are the thoughts that are in your head that you're thinking about when you're asleep or you're awake.
这个刚刚讲到我们前面可能说闲话的事情。
Like in the issue of gossip.
那这里头其实不是说他嘴巴有问题，是他心里有问题。
So it's not a matter of their mouths, but really a matter of their hearts.
但是作为一个教会，作为一个人，基督徒应该有一个正常的交流的渠道。
And but as Christians, we must be able to communicate honestly with one another.
如果你针对一个弟兄有意见，对你太太有意见，你一定要跟他沟通。
If you really have something that you think you that about against somebody, you really need to talk to them about it.
我觉得马太福音十八章不光是在教会用，家里都可以用。
Now, so Matthew 18 is a very good guideline.
我刚觉得我太太的那个行为是很好，她揪住我，然后让我，然后最后她也给我一点 room， 让我想一想，我别到时候假道歉，说我这不对，那我也不是心理，我没有发现我的一个 pattern。直到我有点时间来想的时候，是说有旁人在我旁边的时候呢，我的那个老我就会露出来了哈。
And so it's not a so my wife was able to talk to me in a very calm manner and let me show to me that I had this habit of wanting to make myself look good in front of other people.
但是我在看处理这个心中的问题里头，我觉得有两个方面人经常会犯错误。
But in the matters of the heart, there's two things that we especially trip up on.
有一种人是压抑型的人。
One kind of person is a he just suppresses.
他是这种就是苦毒恼恨型的人。
So these are the bitter angry ones.
他有了这些东西以后呢，他心里非常的记恨。
And so he's collected all sorts of hatred inside of him.
你得罪他，你都不知道。
You don't even know whether or not you.
我小的时候被人揍过一遍，就是这样的事情发生过。
And so they'll even remember that. Oh, you know, I was beaten up once as a kid.
我肯定不够好，这是肯定的。
And so I'm not good enough.
我跟我们班那大王关系特好。有一个保护伞。
So I'll put myself under the protection of the biggest bully in the class.
然后呢，那另一个人呢，其实也在这个大王手下，我们都是 body 的哈。
So maybe there might be another person who's also under the protection of the same head guy.
但是有一次呢，突然那个人把我毒打一顿的那个大王也不伸手。
So this
我也不知道什么原因。
Another time we got into the fight and the boss didn't come to help me. I don't know why.
几年过去了，都该考大学了。我跟我们班大王，他没考上，我考上了哈。我们两个就在街上聊天，聊这些事情，中学的事儿。
And so as the time passed, I got into college and he didn't, and we passed each other on the street and we talked about this.
他就说，你还记得那次毒打，就好几个人一块打你那事儿。
And so they said, well, do you remember that time that a bunch of people got together and beat you up?
他说对不起啊，他们请示过我，然后我就，但是他们对你太恨了，就说。
And so, you know, they had asked me about it, and I apologized that they were too rough on me.
但是我也没办法。
But I couldn't do anything about it.
所以我就放手了。
So I didn't.
但是我说实话，我在他打我的时候，我可能就是说得罪他，可能是半年、一年以前的事，我真不记得。
And so I might have ticked him off like maybe you know before and didn't even realize it.
所以基督徒可能也会出现这样的生活，有的时候被人咬一口，你可能还不知道怎么样，但是你事后可能明白，也可能不明白。
So you know the same thing happens when, as Christians, we might deal with each other in a way that makes each other very bewildered.
你太太说一句话，她不知道你白天发生什么事儿。
So you know you might come home from work and your wife might say something to flip you out, but she doesn't know what you went through.
对，结果呢，就被得罪了。
So, but in the end,
然后这个人就开始滚，不断的滚，加，越加越加深。
And so this person will gathering up all of that bitterness inside of them.
那怎么是恩典的办法呢
？So what? But what does grace do?
他恩典说你要彼此的饶恕，又恩待。
But grace says you must forgive one another and be compassionate.
我觉得这是我们非常要思考的，什么叫恩待一个对方。
So what does it mean to be compassionate?
我觉得人处理这第一种人，他往里头走的。
The first kind of person just stores it up all in on the inside.
你跟这样的人要恩待这样的人，你除非你把你的心给他。
So there's how the only way you can be compassionate is to show your.
而且你也没有办法来抵挡这些人。
And you really don't have any way to resist.
如果他要跟你使暗箭的话。
If he wants to stab you in the
back. 你在公司有没有这样的人？
Have you met anybody like that at work?
在你的实验室有没有这样的人？
Have you met anybody in the laboratory where you study?
你可能不了解一个人，跟你接触很久的时候，原来你可能是很好的朋友，最后发现他是这样一个人。
So maybe you were very good friends with somebody, and something out of the blue, they just do some.
你怎么样学会饶恕这样的人？
How do you forgive somebody like that?
你学不会的。
It's nothing you can
靠自己是不行的，所以为什么保罗前面说你们学了基督不是这个样子的？
And so it's not something we can do by our own will, but it is because we have taken on Jesus Christ.
我相信那个夏令会大家都听刘同苏牧师讲的那个给那个最后的一口也给他们的那个见证。
And so if you were at the Lake Yale retreat, you know the example that Christ wants us to share that last that last sip of water.
像这种恩典不是说你不发义怒。
That kind of grace is not that, oh, you know, you're not, you don't have justified anger.
你勇敢到一个地步敢指出他的问题。
That you have the courage to point out that, yeah, there's something wrong with you.
但是你爱到一个地步让他没有办法拒绝。
But you love him to the point where he can't resist.
这就是上帝的办法。
That's what God does.
除非你来跟随他。
So unless you follow in that example.
这个内心的人可能会发作，但是还有一种人从来就往外发的，就是这种苦毒的人，他可以往外发，发出恶毒、喧闹、诽谤。
And there's another kind of person who just explodes all over the place with all sorts of.
因为觉得有的家庭我们会讲说，如果彼此吵架还算好，对不对？不吵更糟，对不对？我们讲的不吵是前面那一种，吵的话至少是后一种。
So you know maybe the joke goes that it's better to have arguments because when you're not arguing, you might just not be speaking to each other. Period.
那到底该怎么办呢？对一个人来说，从他的正常的心理健康来说，发泄出来的人是比较好的。
So as from a psychological point of view, it is better to let it out.
但是是不是我们就可以无穷尽的就随便的发泄
But does that give us carte blanche to just explode whenever we feel like it?
这是不是圣灵给我们的果子忍耐呢
is that one of the
self-control?
Is that one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit?
恩典的意思是什么有怜悯的意思是什么
What does it mean to have compassion?
他说不是自己的那种包括这个自我的不是自我靠自己来控制
It is not a matter ofTrusting your own will.
他有一件很重要的事。
But something much more important than that.
你要一个对象的改变。
You have to change your point of view.
当罪在你跟这个弟兄、这个姐妹或者你们家庭出现，就是一个你们之间的隔阂，对不对
？When sin comes in and separates you from your friends or your loved ones.
你要意识到，不是这个人怎么样，这个人的罪性来抵挡你。
It is not that person who is against you, but the sin inside of him.
所以呢，不是要你们这么样站，而是要我跟 Mary 这样站，把这个罪放在前面。
It is not for us to stand face to face, but side by side with the sin in front of us.
说这件事情是我们要共同的敌人。
That this is our common enemy.
所以我们要把它定在那个上面。
And so we must put it to death as a team.
所以这种时候是我讲是圣经。符合恩典的宣泄。
This is the kind of behavior according to grace.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们知道在学习成长的过程中不容易。
We know it's hard to grow.
有很多的习惯要脱下，很多的新的人要穿上。
And we must get rid of the old self and put on the new.
我记得邓肯说过一句话，这是苏联著名的舞蹈专家，舞蹈演员。邓肯。
There was a famous Russian dancer who said this.
他说哈，一个人如果他讲，他说我如果一天不练功
，If I don't practice for one day，
他说我的舞伴可以，我自己可以知道。
I can tell, I know.
他说我两到三天不练功呢，我的舞伴全都知道。
If I don't practice for two or three days, my dance partners can tell.
他说我如果有一个星期不去健身，就是不去锻炼的话，不去练习这个舞蹈的话。
If I don't practice for a week,
他说下面的观众都知道。
The audience can tell.
其实基督徒的生活，实际从一个角度来说，是一个不断的靠着恩典脱下穿上的一个过程。
So the process of a Christian living is a continual process of taking off and putting on.
心要练习的通达，以至于知道恩典是怎么一回事。
So that we can truly experience in our lives.
不是一个空泛的概念。
It's not an abstract thought.
对于我们不同的人，有的人可能你需要用20%的精力注意你的过去的老我，用80%的精力注意恩典。
So you know, everybody might have a different way of handling it. Some of you might need to spend more time in pushing forward than looking back.
有一些人可能需要40%看你过去。
But maybe some of you might have to spend more time.
但是无论这个比例多少。
Bad habit.
有一件事情很重要
But what's most important
一定是要看恩典看前面超过看后面
That you must look ahead more than you look behind
这是神给我们的恩典。
Because this is the grace that God's given us.
我们在这个道德伦理极为混乱的时代。
We are living in a world where the moral standards has been totally turned.
我们也可能在教会不撒谎。
We might even be lying in church.
但我们在外面撒谎是很经常的。
And so it's very common for us to be dishonest.
我记得有一个基督徒，他很不容易做一个决定，做的决定我觉得很好。他当时他的
There was a Christian I met that had to make a very difficult decision in his life.
他的孩子要转学。
His kids were transferring.
他又不在那个学区。
And he didn't live in that school district.
他怎么样做呢？
So what did he do?
那一种办法就用别人的地址。
One way of doing it is to use someone else's address.
还有一种呢是租别人的房子。
Another is to rent someone else's house.
他最后就是租了别人的一个 bedroom apartment.
So he rented a bedroom apartment.
可能他的女儿不去住。
But his daughter wasn't living there.
或者他的儿子不去住。
And his son wasn't living there.
但是他是 legally 做了一件对事。
But it was considered a legal residence.
然后在中国，我们的那些父母为了好孩子进一个好学区，随便迁到一个地方都做这样的事。
And so, you know, as Chinese people, to get our kids into a good school.
我们是学了基督的样式的人。
We are now living in Christ.
脱下吧。
脱
下缠累我们的罪。
Let's take off those sins that.
穿上荣耀的基督。
That weigh us down and take on the glory of Christ.
来跟随他。
And follow him.
我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, I thank you.